Hey, hey, good morning, afternoon, evening, middle of the night. We've got people all over the globe. So wherever you are, hello, and I'm so glad you're with us. So listen, for this week's podcast with the deep dive, I wanted to talk about strategy sessions or brainstorm sessions, ideation sessions, whatever you want to call them. And I actually want to talk to you about why they suck and how you can do them better. And the reason I want to bring this up right now is because I'm getting a lot of questions from people in our Everyday Innovators tribe, from our podcast, from you all, from all over, about how to drive more innovation during your strategy sessions as you gear up and plan for 2021, or as you start to schedule out your kind of beginning of the year strategy sessions. So I'm going to pull in not one, not two, but three reasons why your brainstorms, your strategy sessions might not be going well, and how you can actually overcome them. And the reasons are simple, and the solutions are easy to implement. And I think you'll find with this tiny little shift, you'll get so much more out of your team, whether that is live, virtual, or hybrid. These absolutely apply. I have seen them in action. So let me tell you number one reason why your brainstorms suck. Ready for it? Because it lacks intention. Here's the thing. Most strategy sessions or ideation sessions, when you're trying to be all innovative, when you're trying to kind of get people out of their shells, aren't really ideation sessions the way they should be. What they end up becoming accidentally, of course, is arts and crafts sessions with icebreaker exercises. You can see it. My voice is like wah wah as I say it. So we try to add all this interaction and fun, and that's all great, but let me just say it differently. That's all great and it's good to have, but if there's no intention behind those activities that you're doing, all it is fun, but it doesn't connect the problem you're trying to solve with the exercises you're doing. So the exercises aren't relevant. So they're fun for a moment, but there's no real participation after that. It's just fun with no purpose. And then what ends up happening is people actually tune out and disengage because while fun is great, they can't see the point of the exercise and everybody's busy. So if you want to lead a strategy, ideation, brainstorm session, but you want to dial up the innovation, so you want to give them exercises, you want them to be more engaged, make sure that it is done with purpose and intention. I'll give you an example. So one time I was actually attending a brainstorm session. This was years ago. We were trying to solve a big client problem that we had, or that the client had that we were hired to solve. It's a better way to say it. It wasn't a problem we created. And so the president got us together and he said, you know, I want us to think differently. So we're going to open up with an exercise. And we're all like, oh, good. Yay. So we did the wave forward and then we did it backwards. And then he said, okay, so now let's go on to the problem we're trying to solve. So we were all in for that moment to do the wave because we thought this is going to lead to something, but it never really had any purpose. And I'm not saying the wave never has purpose. It could if he'd connected the dots for us, but he didn't. So that brainstorming session that he hosted, there was a whole series of exercises like that through the couple hours, turned into this kind of like arts and crafts fun session. The other thing we did is we built homes with Legos. Now the client we were working for was in the consumer goods industries. And I love Legos. I love building, so don't get me wrong, but there was no point to the exercise, or at least he didn't give us a point to the exercise, which is kind of the sub point about this is if you're gonna give people an exercise to do, tell them why it's relevant so that it can really open up and dial up that part of our brain. If he had had us build those houses and then said to us, all right, you built Lego houses because this exercise of trying to kind of see the end game and then build from kind of one Lego at a time is how our clients see this challenge. So we need to figure out how do we build a solution for them like we just built houses where we start with one Lego at a time, but we know where we're headed. So I'm making that up as I go, but I know you understand what I'm saying, which is If your brainstorm, if your strategy session lacks intention, people tune out. And even if they're tuned in for the fun part of it, you're not getting, and the team's not getting, what they need out of it. So be purposeful and intentional with your exercises. Ensure that you correlate them directly to the task at hand, not just for fun. Okay, reason number two, and this is a big one, and I'm sure you've experienced this. Brainstorms discuss people, not ideas. And when that happens, it's downhill from there. So a huge challenge in brainstorming is that we accidentally, I think it's always good intention, so we accidentally end up discussing and debating each other, people, instead of ideas. We often associate the ideas that have come up with the people who came up with, or we take our ideas too personally and it becomes about us. This makes the process too personal. It makes people feel like they're personally being discussed or attacked, even in some cases, rather than constructively debating the ideas itself. Now, here's the thing. I'm all about constructive conflict. I believe conflict, debate, disagreement, argument, I think it's essential for innovation. But we've got to discuss and debate the ideas, the content, the information on the table, not
tomorrow.
Each other. When we debate each other, it becomes so personal, so painful. Have you been in that meeting where you feel personally attacked because it's like, Jessica, I don't like your idea because you blah, blah, blah. And they may not even mean it that way, but that's how it comes out, right? And then you feel attacked, or, you know, someone kind of puts a stake in the ground around idea, becomes their baby, and nobody likes their baby called ugly. And then all of a sudden you're debating the person because they won't let go of the idea. Or you're all just kind of throwing, like, you know, what's a good, it's like a food fight at a table and we're all throwing stuff at each other, but it's not about the food, right? It's about each other. That might have been the worst analogy ever, but you get the point. So there's a very simple solution to this. I'm going to give you an exercise or a way to think about your exercises. Instead of having people say their ideas out loud, or even have everything be discussed in a group, have them write their ideas on sticky notes and put them on the wall. This way, ideas are brought to the forefront, to the center of the discussion. The focus can then shift to the content and the ideas, not the people. So imagine, if you will, for a moment, let's say you're in a conference room table and you're all facing each other and you're throwing out ideas, right? So we're all looking at each other. So each other, we become the focus. Now take that same meeting and have all those ideas on the wall, and we're all turned and we're facing the wall. Do you see the difference just in that physical act of all of us being focused on the wall and not each other? It alleviates so much of that subjective side of it. It's really incredible. Same is true, by the way, if you're doing this virtually, you have people submit all their ideas first, and then you put them up on a PowerPoint slide, or you whiteboard it on the virtual meeting, or you put it in the chat bar, whatever technology you have accessible to you. But instead of all of us just talking to each other, we're all focused on the written ideas that are in front of us. That really helps us get out of debating people and really get into focusing on the idea. In my experience, when we debate and discuss ideas rather than the people who came up with them, it's much easier to get to the right solutions, to see the opportunities and fill gaps. Putting the spotlight on the ideas means we're able to have real, honest discussions about the ideas and not get derailed by discussing the people behind them. All right. Reason number three, your brainstorms may suck, and how to get them better, this is another big one, is brainstorms only cater to one type of person. Let me explain to you what I mean. So, as you know, every team or organization is made up of different types of people. Yet, our brainstorms are often designed to cater to just one type of person or one style of thinking. So, while the extrovert, think out loud, always sees the possibilities, gregarious person is the person we're catering the brainstorm to, and we don't, again, it's accidental. None of us do this intentionally. everybody else ends up getting left out. And this means that we're not leveraging all the different strengths that everyone brings to the table. And yes, it's all of our team's responsibilities to speak up and have a voice, but we all work best in different ways. We all innovate in different ways. As you know, or if you don't know your everyday innovator style, please go to our website and take the assessment. Discover right now, this is your greatest innovation advantage out there in a changing world. And if you work on a team, you've got all these different styles of innovators and you want to capitalize on that. So we want to build an agenda for our strategic meeting, our brainstorm, that actually speaks to the different types of people. So maybe we include reflection time for the introvert who likes to process. Maybe we include talking time for the collaborative, it's a style of innovator, who likes to pull disparate people and ideas together to find the whole innovation. Maybe we do small group discussion, large group discussion. Maybe we have a moment where we do a questioning exercise to tap into the inquisitive. Maybe we do an exercise where we look into the future to tap the futuristics. Maybe we do an exercise that's all about starting fresh, which taps into the imaginative. So you get the point. We've got to be way more dynamic in how we create our meetings. I think oftentimes the meetings that we have either aren't thought through. And so it ends up being about one style, right? It's usually the person like me who could suck the life and the air out of a room because I just won't stop talking. And I totally get that about myself. But that person ends up sucking up the air and not by any malintent. They just, right, that's how they innovate. So we don't intentionally create a session that is dynamic. So one style is catered to, or we just don't realize it. So we end up catering to one style. If you know your team's everyday innovator style and you're in our everyday innovator tribe, shoot me an email and I'll make sure that you have access to some of the exercises that speak to the different styles of innovators. In fact, they're all in the library. They're in the toolkit. In fact, you don't even need to email me. Just go to the toolkit and type it. In fact, we have them categorized by everyday innovator style. So if you're like, you know what? I really need to make sure I'm getting something that taps into the fluid and the tweaker in the room. Oh my gosh, great. Go type those in and those will come up. Got to be dynamic in how we lead our ideation sessions. There's a reason why we want diversity and background and thinking on our teams, but it's more than just having them on our teams, right? That's level one. We need to create different brainstorms, excuse me, that leverage them and tap their strengths by bringing in a variety of tools and resources that speak to each different type of innovator. So is it a little bit more work from you on the front end? Oh, for sure. Absolutely. But you know what? You'll get so much more on the back end. It'll make it totally worth your while. There'll be innovation, collaboration, all of that just flowing everywhere. Okay. Those are the three main reasons, but I've got a bonus one for you too that I would be remiss if I left out. And that is simply this. Innovation doesn't happen out of nowhere. So the underlying reason, the big reason why brainstorms really suck is because people are often expected to innovate out of nowhere. So same with these strategy sessions that I know we're all going into right now, where we're like, all right, guys, we've really got to think differently about 2021. We've really got to, right, shift the gears. We have to adapt. We have to pivot. We've been doing it in 2020, but now we got to be strategic about it. What are we going to do? Well, here's what happens, right? Everybody's got their heads down. They're not even thinking about innovation in their day-to-day work. Hopefully they are. And if they're in our tribe, they're absolutely doing it. If your team is signed up for our tribe, everybody's innovating. But in general, right, we're just getting our work done. And then we're asked to come to this meeting and suddenly out of nowhere have those innovation muscles in our brain kind of explode and do all the work. So here's the thing about the brain. Our brain isn't a muscle technically, but in this way, it acts like one. So if we strengthen it and innovate daily in the work that we do, when we really need it, it's strong, it's powerful, it's ready for us. If we don't, and then suddenly we want to unlock it, it feels weak and dormant. It's like going to the gym. You know the people who go to the gym regularly, you can see, let's just use their bicep muscles. You can see it in their biceps. And if they sit down, they could probably do a 50-pound, I don't know, I'm making it up, bicep curl. where the rest of us, if we just went to the gym and tried to do 50 pounds, we couldn't because we haven't been strengthening and working that muscle. And the brain is the same way. So if you think about it, right, your team is expected to keep their heads down and just do their day-to-day work. And then thrown together in a room at 3 p.m. or on a virtual session at 3 p.m., they're supposed to out of nowhere be innovative. It's unrealistic. And it's why, it's the key reason, I think, why brainstorms, ideation sessions, all of the meetings, whatever they look like, don't work. So here's the pro tip. If you want your brainstorms to succeed at the times when you do bring people together to collaborate, you have to allow people room to innovate outside these sessions while they're actually doing the work. You have to invest in their innovation skills, give them the tools, and of course, permission to innovate outside of the brainstorm, outside of that meeting. If you do that, you will generate way more innovation during the brainstorm. People will come prepared with fresh perspectives, ideas, and challenges that they've already been contemplating, and their muscles will be warmed up. They'll be ready for it. We spend so much time worrying about the innovation that happens in a one-hour virtual meeting or strategy session or a two-day session, and not enough time with the 39 other hours in our work week where we could really be dialing in innovation, getting our brains stronger and actually making it happen. And I find that the teams in our Everyday Innovators tribe that are really making innovation a priority all the time have way more success at that 3 p.m. brainstorm. Because here's the thing, brainstorms and ideation sessions, strategy sessions, whatever you're calling it, the point is innovation and solutions can be really powerful when we bring people together, but we need to do it in a way that works. All right, number one, make sure that your exercises have intention and connection to the problems and the things that you're doing in the meeting. Number two, discuss ideas, not people. Number three, be dynamic. Cater to all the different styles of innovators on your team. You want to leverage the diversity of thinking in the room. And number four, invest in your team's tools and support and give them permission to innovate in all the other times. And the times you do come together, when you need to come together, you'll get so much more out of it. All right. I hope that helps set you up as you move into 2021 and start to kind of bring your teams together to envision the future and solve the new challenges that have been created on this roller coaster we've been on. With that, Tamara out.